William is a marathon runner. He is legally blind. He also ran in his first Boston Marathon this year. It so happens that we were preparing to document Will's experience at the Boston Marathon. It's a deeper, more involved story now than it would have been, and we're going to show that as well.
Yes, there's actually a joint interview between me and my sighted guide.
I think he's on this radio station, this sighted guide. Peter Sagal, right?
Host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So we have that showing beforehand and talk about thoughts after the marathon, after the bombing, which was really shocking. And now we were walking in the finisher's line, and people say, yeah, you run 26.2 miles, then you have to walk another mile in the finisher's line. And where we were, we just heard a couple of explosions. We saw some fire trucks go by and one police motorcycle. I was looking at some of the news footage of the Boston Marathon, and just a few blocks away, there were incredible numbers of casualties.
In fact, as I recall, Peter Sagal was writing a blog for Runner's World, and he said, thank you, William, for picking up your pace on the last mile of the marathon. They made a kind of the finishing mile at a faster pace. Had they not done so, they themselves might have been at the impact point of those bombs. They were very close as it was.